Hello, friends, and welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW here on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. During the first hour, from 2 to 3 p.m., I interviewed a wonderful psychic astrologer named Joseph Anthony, and we talked at the end of the program about how the world needs to realize that we are all one, which is a perfect lead-in for my next guest. This is a special little Christmas segment from now till about 3:15. I'll be interviewing Jane Smith Math, the president of Pristina Water Company in New Mexico, and we'll also be playing and talking about a really beautiful YouTube video called We Are One. And I thought it'd be so good to talk about this now since it's Christmas, and I think that if everyone realizes that we are all one, we could create be much more able to create a beautiful and happy planet. James, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Thank you, Ted. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's so good to have you on for Christmas. James, for my listeners who aren't familiar with your company, what kind of water products do you make at your water company?
Well, we started with crystalline water that's been tested by Dr. Emoto and the Los Alamos National Laboratories, and we're now expanding into organic beverages and then organic foods and then eventually combining crystal water with beneficial microbes, which will dramatically improve our ability to grow organic food, basically doubling the yields over conventional chemical farming. So these are important breakthroughs. But crystal water is an important ingredient for creating beneficial microorganism formulas. So step one is starting with the crystal water.
Beautiful, beautiful. And by crystal water, James, is that the same thing as structured water, where the water is actually higher in vibration?
Yes, you know, when water, as Dr. Pollack refers to it, when it starts structuring, he calls it H3O2. Mm-hmm. We would love to put that on our label, but I think that would freak out a lot of people thinking it's actually not water, and it's just simply another way of describing structured water. But what they're discovering is when water is highly energized, from the research and photographs by Dr. Emoto, mm-hmm. it creates these beautiful crystals, six-pointed crystals. So that's an important breakthrough. When we can drink crystal structured water, it's much healthier and absorbs much faster for our health.
Well, you have a fantastic product, and I'm so happy you can tell people about this today. James, I want to talk to you some more, but could you please give out your website so people could find out some more information about you on the web?
Sure. It's at www.drinkpristinawater.com
okay.
or just pristinanatural.com, either one.
Okay. Well, that's easy to remember. That's easy to remember. I know that one of the things that We're the water in our body is about 70%, and I think Dr. Emoto used to say that the Earth itself is about 70% water, and he used to say, James, that we are basically reflections of planet Earth.
Yes. We're kind of a culmination of all the different beings on planet Earth, mm-hmm. and we have the ability to reflect the diversity of the universe.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so I think you have a really beautiful message today in this video that you referred me to called We Are One. And I think you're mm-hmm. right, James, that if we realize that we are all one, we'll stop the disharmony and realize that if we hurt others, we're just hurting ourselves. And the future is to live in harmony and live in a planet of peace. And I think most people want that.
Yes, it's what we call the new paradigm, which if you bring it down to simple language, it's basically practicing the golden rule. Mm-hmm. And the golden rule being that you treat all of life the way you would like to be treated yourself. So it's not just with people to people, but it's in our relationship with all beings mm-hmm. in the known universe. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that businesses, like all other institutions, are evolving to this new level and new paradigm. And so basically everything on our planet is going through a major metamorphosis right now, and that includes all businesses, start operating on the principles of the Golden Rule, you know, respecting the value and integrity of all life on the planet.
Beautiful, beautiful. And one quick thing before we go to the video. I know Jane Mason is having a wonderful conference in Adelaide, South Australia. I believe it's September, I can remember the right day. It's 18th to the 21st. And you'll be participating, I know, there. And it's a beautiful way for people to learn how to incorporate spiritual concepts into their own business practices. And with that, James, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. And his website, again, is www.drinkpristinawater.com. And with that, I'd like for Eric to go ahead and play the We Are One audio of this beautiful YouTube video. And James, I want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your words of wisdom with all of us.
My pleasure, Ted.
All right. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And to everyone out there. Okay. Have a very wonderful Christmas and holiday.
Okay. Thank you so much, James. And we'll listen to the... Thank you so much. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye. And we'll listen now to the video, this audio, and then we'll go to an interview with Michiko Hayashi and Dr. Yoshi in Tokyo, Japan, about vibrational healing.
When the European first came here, Columbus, we could drink out of any river. If the Europeans had lived the Indian way when they came, we'd still be drinking out of water, because water is sacred. The air is sacred. Our DNA is made of the same DNA as the tree. The tree breathes what we exhale. When the tree exhales, we need what the tree exhales. So we have a common destiny with the tree. We are all from the earth. And when the earth, the water, the atmosphere is corrupted, then it will create its own reaction. Mother is reacting.
And the world has become, quote, a market. And it's this market that we have to deal with. And it's this idea of boundless and endless resources. And when you say resources, you're talking about our relatives, you're talking about our family. Fish are our family. It's not a resource, it's family. It requires all the respect. The structure of the world itself is such, it functions on natural law, and the natural law is a powerful regenerative process. There's a process of regeneration that continues and grows and is endless. It's absolutely endless if everyone agrees to the law and follows the law. But if you challenge the law, and you think you're going to change the law, and you're bound to failure. And in that failure will be a lot of pain, because the natural law has no mercy. It is only the law. The earth is all powerful. It wasn't made here for human beings. He said, we're part of it. But we don't have to be here, because the earth has its own process. And if it becomes to the point where you destroy yourself as human beings and you destroy life and finally leave this earth, the earth's not going to disappear. There's not going to be an end of the world. That's really a very interesting concept to us. No, the world won't end. People's life on it will. So it's not the end of the world you're talking about, it's the end of us. No tree grows by itself. A tree is a community. Certain trees, certain plants will gather around certain trees, and certain medicines will gather around those certain plants. So that if you kill all the trees, if you cut all the trees, then you're destroying the community. You're not just destroying a tree, you're destroying the whole community that surrounds it and thrives on it, and that may be very important medicine for people or for animals. So you've lost the community. Everybody should be their own leader. In other words, do your thinking for yourself. And we look about for allies, we look about for friends, we look about for people who will understand and agree with those mandates of peace. That we are now placing in your hands all life. And it is your responsibility and it is your duty to look after all life. And so when he was speaking like that, he wasn't talking about our aunts and our uncles and our cousins and our fathers and our mothers. He was talking about all life. He was talking about the trees. He was talking about the fish, animals, everything that grows, everything with life, because it is a family.
Hello, friends. Wasn't that a beautiful video? It's called We Are One. It's on YouTube, and it had such a beautiful, important message, I think, that we are one, frankly. All of us here are one with the planet, one with the universe. And when we realize that, I think it will really help us create a beautiful and harmonious planet. And along with that is raising our vibration. And one of the ways that my friends in Tokyo help people in both spiritually and also physical conditions is with their Hado or vibrational machines. And with that, I'd like to bring in my good friends Michiko Hayashi and Dr. Yoshi from Tokyo. Dr. Yoshi is considered one of the world's most famous Hado or vibrational healers, and Michiko is the director of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project, and she'll be translating today. Michiko, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Ted.
Oh, good. The connection.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michiko. I know you got up early for this, and it's a Saturday morning there on a holiday, so thank you so much for your dedication to come on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
No, you do beautiful work, and I just want to mention your website again for people interested in the beautiful Emoto Peace Project. It's www.emotopeaceproject.me.
Could you please also tell everyone about my other website, www.emotopeaceproject.net as well?
Yes, of course.
Emoto spelled E-M-O-T-O.
Okay, great. Thank
peaceproject.net.
Thank you so much for doing that. Michiko distributes children's books and gives beautiful presentations to children and adults around the world on creating a better planet with love and gratitude. And there's no one else like her on the entire planet doing this kind of work. So thank you, Michiko.
Well, thank you.
You're very, very special. And with that, so is Yoshi. Yoshi's a special guy, too. Yoshi, how are you today?
Yoshi Noichi-san, kyou wa dou desu ka? O choushi wa o genki desu ka?
Hai, sakki okita toko desu.
I just woke up a little while ago.
Okay. Well, actually, Yoshi has a longer name, but out of respect, I call him Dr. Yoshi, so it's easier.
Yoshi Noichi-san wa hontou wa chotto chanto shita namae ga nagai desu keredomo, dakedo, Yoshi Noichi-san no koto wo Yoshi to boku wa yonde imasu.
はい、とても長い名前です。
Yes, it's a long name, so that's fine. Yoshi will be fine.
Okay, good. And most of the time I mispronounce it, so to save embarrassment for me and him, I just call him Dr. Yoshi.
Yoshinoichi さんの名前を言うときにはいつもちょっと長すぎちゃって僕がきちんと読めなく間違えるときがあるのでそれで恥ずかしいのでいつもヨシと呼ばせていただいております。すみません。
大丈夫です。日本人でもちゃんと覚えてる人いませんから。
That's fine, because even Japanese, there are some people who just can't remember all of my name correctly. So that's, there's no problem.
Okay, okay. I have a simple name, Ted, but anyway.
Oh, 僕の名前はシンプルで Ted ですから大丈夫です。
Well, you don't need to translate all of this, Michi. I'm just going to say for my listeners that Yoshi works with something called a Haro machine. And we'll be asking questions about this machine. It's a vibrational machine. And my first question is, I'm going to keep these sentences short so you can translate them easily, Michiko. But
thank you.
How does this vibrational detector work?
波動機はどうやって人の、ま、悪いところとかを検知、調べることができるんですか？測定することができるんですか？
体のそれぞれの場所や臓器に、波動のコードナンバーがついてますのでそのコードナンバーを使って調べます。
Okay. In Haro machine has code numbers for each parts of the body, the organs of the body or all parts of the body. So with using those code numbersthe machine detects everything.
Fascinating. That's fascinating. And how does the machine determine past lives?
この機械はどのようにその、測定されている側の方の過去性を知ることができるんですか？
まあ、過去というか、まあ、過去世のカルマの情報を調べることができるんですね。
Okay. Well, it's rather than past life itself, but this machine can detect the information of the karma of the past life.
You know,
the karma of the past life.
You know how incredibly profound and important that is?
これがどれだけ新月でそれで重要なことなのかということをもう吉野さん分かりますか？これは本当すごいことなんですよ。はい、right.
はい、今、実際に、まあ、生活してる中で、まあ、一人一人いろんな癖を持ってると思うんですけども。
Okay, everyone who's living here now, nowadays, everybody has a habit in their own life or whatever they do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. はい、どうぞ。
自分が、まあ、好きな食べ物とかですね、
mm.
あと、いつも同じことを繰り返すような行動パターンとかですね。
行動パターン、はい、OK。
それから人間関係とか。
人間関係、OK。like the habits, like things that we eat always, like something like we really like to eat,、
mm-hmm.
keep eating the same food or repeatedly, or like your action, whatever you do the same kind of action or do the same things,、
mm-hmm.
or also the human relationship.Repeating the same kind of things with the related to human relationship.、Mm-hmm. Those are the habits.、
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.、Hi. Interesting.、
Yeah. Wait, wait. There's some more. Uh-huh. Hi.
過去世のカルマの情報っていうのが強く影響しているわけなんですね。
影響している。はい。And for these action or habits, the karma.The information of the karma in the past life is influencing to these habits. Hi.
Fascinating.
はい。で、まあ、そういった 自分が普段生活している中で、そういったことに関して抱えている問題は、全て過去世のカルマがまあ影響していると考えていいと思います。
Okay, and so all the problems that we have when we're living here, daily life, all the these problems are related or come from the karma of our past life. That's something that Yoshi learned by doing this, using this Hado machine.
If I may make a comment.
コメントさせていただけるようでしたらちょっと今コメントしたいんですけれども
I know that、はい、when you were here in March of this or sorry, June of this year doing treatment
6月に今年6月にいらした時に、
はい、
Okay
I know that you said that several of the people the physical problems that they had now、
うん、
were related to past lives
Right. Okay. 6月にこちらの方にいらして何人かの方をこうあの波動測定なさったときに、このそのうちの何人かは肉体的にその影響、過去性カルマが肉体的に現在の肉体に影響しているってことをおっしゃったのを私覚えていますけれども。
And once you determined the past life problem of a person, is it possible to correct that?So、that they feel
それで過去性のカルマが何だったのかっていうのが分かると、mm-hmm. それをその問題今抱えている問題を、改善することができるんでしょうか。
もちろんそうですね。
Of course, yes.
Well,
right.
What makes your work,、right. Dr. Yoshi and Michiko, so unique is that I think the machine goes into the other dimensions, not just this dimension, other dimensions as well.
Yoshinori さんの今やっていらっしゃるこの仕事っていうのはとてもその、mm. 他にはないユニークなことで、それでもう本当に他には類をない、mm. のないことなんですけれども、それが何かっていうとやはり過去性の方に入っていけるっていうのがすごいのだ、すごいことなんだと僕は思います。
そうですね。まあ。さまざまな問題を抱えた人がカウンセリングを受けに来るんですけれども、
はい、
はい、その問題の原因を突き詰めていくと、まあ、最終的には全ての人を過去性カルマに、行き着くんですね。
おー、はい、Okay. And there are so many people、who have their own problems come to my place to get some to have some therapy or counseling. We call them counselings. And I learned that eventually what this Hado device detect is that they have that all these problems come from the past life.
That
past life karma.
That is so incredible.
本当信じられない、すごいことです。
No one else is doing any kind of work like this in the world that I know of.
Well, 他にこのような類の仕事をしている人、カウンセリングをやっていらっしゃる人は本当にこの世の中にいないと思います。
まあそこまで言ってたと。
I don't know if we can say all that, but
well, I can. I don't know of anyone else in the world.
いやいや、他の方、吉野さんがどのような方いらっしゃるというかわからないんですけど、僕はそのように見ています。本当に他に僕は見たことがないんで。
I think both of you should realize you're more important than you think you are.
まあ、あなた方2人ともそういう吉野さんと私のことなんですが、自分たちが思っている以上に重要なことを、気がついている以上に重要なことをしていると思います。
Because your treatments help people in a way that's not being done anywhere else on this planet.
なぜかっていうと、あなたのその、カウンセリングっていうのは他のその国、他のところではできないようなカウンセリングをして他の人をの役に立っているからです。
And I have to ask you, what is the resonance phenomenon or the law of attraction?
共振共鳴の法則っていうのは何でしょうか。または引き寄せの法則っていうのは何でしょうか。
まあ共鳴の法則っていうのはこれはまあ 波動の法則の一番の基本の法則、
ね、Okay, that's the law of resonance is the very basic of the law of hado. Hado means vibration. Law of vibration.
Interesting.So everyone vibrates at a certain level, is that right?
Frequency? それぞれの人々はそれぞれの波動、振動数っていうものをそれぞれの方々が違った振動数っていうのを持ってるわけですよね。それで正しいでしょうか？ Yes, that's right.
Okay. And I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but I'll make this
ちょっと先に進みますけど。
A short sentence. So the machine helps you, Yoshi...program water to the correct vibration for people to help them?
ちょっと先に進みますけれども、じゃあこの波動機っていうのが、はい、そういうそれぞれの方々の問題を、改善するため、またはちゃんと正しくするために、お水を、波動水を作るってことができるんですね。この波動機を作って、使って。
そうですね。まあ、これは江本先生が考案したカウンセリングの方法なんですけれども
Okay, yes, and that's the idea、はい、that Dr. Emoto started to do, the late Dr. Emoto started to do、with his own idea, very first innovative idea、huh?
Beautiful,
はい、どうぞ
Beautiful, now he treated, I've been told, Michi, I think if this is correct, he treated 10,000 people when he was alive with this machine?
When he was alive, before he got into this water crystal or research、mm-hmm. on water,、mm-hmm. he was the doctor of alternative medicine、mm-hmm. using this Hado machine、mm-hmm. and making this Hado water for each client、mm-hmm. and treated more than 10,000 people, including cancer and、incurable diseases.
That's amazing. So the machine would program this water, then people would drink it. Is that right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
今江本先生のやってらっしゃったことを一まず、お水の研究に入る前の代替医療として、はい、波動カウンセリングをやってた時のことをお話ししました。
Now, はい。You there's a I'm sorry for all these questions, but
you, ちょっと質問が多くて申し訳ないんですけれども、はい。Go ahead.
But you have a machine called the Kazutama machine.
Kazutama という Kazutama という機械をお持ちですよね。
And what is Kazutama mean to my、Western listeners?
Kazutama というその、リスナーの方々に今聞いてらっしゃる方々にラジオを聞いてる方々に Kazutama っていうのはどういう意味を持って何なんですかって何かってことを教えていただけますか？
カズタマというのは日本の古神道の教えの中の一つです。
Okay, Kazutama is one of the teachings of a Japanese ancient Shintoism.
Beautiful. And
それで、okay, hold on. Okay. Uh-huh.
はい、
どうぞ。
カズに、神が宿る、もしくは数の力の、まあ、教えになりますね。
数の力の何ですか？
の教え。
教え。あ、OK。
神が宿る。
神、はい。OK。This means, in numbers,、deities or gods exist. So that means each number has its own、meaning and god. AndThat's the teaching of the power of God.
Beautiful, beautiful. Pythagoras said that everything in the universe, a Greek philosopher, could be reduced to numbers.
ポセイドンがおっしゃったのは、すべあのギリシャの、哲学者のポセイドンが以前言ったことは、すべての番、数字の中に神が宿るってことを言ってましたね。
ああ、そうですか。それは。
うん、そうらしいです。
ポセイドンですか？
ポセイドン？
ポセイドン？ Oh, Poseidon. Okay, maybe.
No, no. I think it was Pythagoras.
Pythagoras ですね。
ピタゴラスですよね。Pythagoras? anyway.
Pythagoras. Well, anyway, it was one of those ancient Greek guys.
Pythagoras.
That's all I know.
Pythagoras. Pythagoras. Yeah. Okay.
Dr. Yoshi, how do numbers express the law of the universe?
数がどのようにして宇宙の法則を表しているんでしょうか。
まあ、いろんな表現の仕方があるんですけども、一番わかりやすいのは魔法陣というもので表す。
There are many ways to express that or explain that, but one of the easiest for everyone to learn or to know is something called magic square of numbers.
Oh, interesting.Interesting. Interesting. And what is the magic square and why is it important, Dr. Yoshi?
それはマジックスクエア、魔法陣というのは何で、それで、それがそなぜそういう重要なんですかね。
魔法陣が何かというのは、まあ、一言で説明する
のちょっと時間が足りない。
宇宙は、宇宙は全てが相対的に作られてますので、その相対性を表しているのが魔法陣なんですね。
Okay, it's to explain magic square. I will need more time, and we don't have enough time to explain.
That's okay.
But
that's all right.
But what it is it shows a law of relativity. Mm-hmm. Everything relates, and everything is shown in the everything is relativity, mm-hmm. and.And magic square is the law of relativity.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I know that there was a man in the United States during the last century named...
アメリカには前世紀、この20世紀に一人いらっしゃったんですけれども、I'm sorry?
His name was W.D. Gann.
W.D. Gann という人がいらっしゃいました。
And he used the magic square very successfully.
その方もこのマジックス、魔法陣をとても上手にうまく使っていらっしゃいました。
In predicting political things here in the United States and investments as well.
それ使い方っていうのが、政治経済、政治において、このマジックスクエアっていうか魔法陣を使っていました。とてもそれが成功してました。
In the 1920s, he actually predicted World War II.
で1920年代に、第二次世界大戦を、予知しておりましたこの、魔法陣を使って、
And I know these are heavy questions, so,
ちょっと重たい質問になりますけれども、
What is three-dimensional relativity and four-dimensional relativity?
3次元の相対性と4次元の相対性っていうのはどういうものなんでしょうか。
In 25 words or less.
25文字かそれ以下で短く説明すると。
3次元は空間の世界ですので。
Well, the third three-dimensional relativity is the world of space.
Okay.
はい。
三方向の相対性で成り立っています。
So it consists of three dimensional or ways of relativity. Mm-hmm. The three directions.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
はい、
okay.
その三方向というのは立って横。
縦、vertical and horizon of direction and,、
right.
and diagonal direction.
Right. Okay.、Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. And four dimensional.
四次元の相対性っていうのは？
四次元はそこに時間という広がりが加わった時空になりますので。
Okay. So the fourth dimension is.Where we add time into this third dimensional relativity.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And time and space.
at time and space. Interesting.
To this third, like direction of vertical, horizon, and also diagonal. So in the, so it expands to time and space.
How does these machines work in third dimensional and four dimensional reality?
そしたら、この波動機っていうのはこの3次元または4次元においてどのように、うまく使われるんでしょうか。どのようにファンクションというか操作がうまくいくんでしょうか。
まあ、3次元の、まあ、相対性、そして4次元の相対性の、まあ、バランスを整える、まあ、波動転写ができる機械なんですね。
Okay. So this machine adjusts the, or balances out very well between a third dimension and fourth dimension.
Beautiful.
There has to be well balanced between these dimensions. So that's what the machine can do.
How does the machine help with karma?
じゃあこの波動機っていうのはカルマをどのように、まあ、改善するんでしょうか。
カルマというものは、そのカルマを持っている本人しか解消していくことができません。
Okay. The only, the person who has karma is the only person who can, help himself to correct karma. No one else can do that. Okay? はい。どうぞ。
でも、その、カルマを解消していくための、サポートをすることができます。
サポート。はい。Okay. But the machine can help or support, release or correct the karma of that person. It
Beautiful.
Can support the person, help the person.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
はい。
Because if you don't...
カルマというものをですね、
はい。
解消していくのはとっても大変な努力が必要なんですね。
Okay, it is really, it takes a lot of effort to correct karma for the person.
Mm-hmm.
It really, it's really difficult. It takes a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
はい。
でも、カズサマシステムで作った、ハロスを飲むと、その 95% をサポートすることができます。
But when we drink water, personalized water made by this Kazutama machine, then this water can help 95% of this karma to correcting this karma of the person.
That's incredible.
So the water can support 95%, and the rest 5% is the only the effort of the, that person. So that makes such a that big difference.
That is an amazing statement, because otherwise, I'm trying to get these short sentences.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't get this help, then they basically have to die and then be reborn to pay off karma. Is that right?
ということは、結局このお水またはこのカルマの解消をするのを、この、解消する手助けをしてサポートしてもらえなければ、その人っていうのは結局自分が何も解消できずに死んでいっちゃうと、もう一回戻ってきてそのカルマを解消するために戻ってこなくちゃいけないってことですよね。
まあ、解消できなかった人はですね。
If people who could not correct the karma or didn't do it well.
Yeah, amazing.
Then
amazing.
They have to come back. Yeah.
Could you explain? How when the subconscious mind changes, a person changes?
人の、あの、潜在意識が変わったら、
Yeah.
Ted, go ahead.
Yeah, it that's one of the questions I was wondering is how the machine can help people change their subconscious mind.
この 機械がこの波動機がどのように人々の潜在意識を変えることのサポートができるか教えていただけますか。
そうです
ね。It's a difficult question.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry.
ごめんなさいね。
Well,
例えばですね。
For example.
覚醒カルマで怒りという、情報を持っている人がいたとします。
Okay. For example, there is a person who has the anger in the past life.
Okay.
Okay, that's a karma, and also the, it's in the subconscious level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then that person was the person who was, gets extremely angry all the time to other people in the past life, mm-hmm. and then other people were just...getting hurt by that.
I see.
Okay. Or upset by that mm-hmm. person all the time. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. はい。その人がそのカルマを解消するためには、今回の人生において、周りの人に対してとても優しく、まあ、接していく必要があるわけなんです。
So to correct this karma in this life, this person has to be very, very nice, really kind toAll the people around him or around this person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
He has to try really hard to be very kind all the time. Hi.
Okay.
To correct it.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
で、それがまあ頭で分かってても、なかなか実際の行動に起こすことができないのが、まあカルマの影響なんですね。
Okay. This person really understand in his head, or he mm-hmm. understands that he has to be very nice, very good to people, mm-hmm. but he can't really do it. It can't, and actually cannot really do it because it's the karma. It's influenced by the karma. So he knows that he has to be very sweet, so nice to everyone equally, but can't do it because he's influenced.
Sure.
By the karma.
I understand.
From the past.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Dr. Yoshi?
Wait. Mm-hmm. Okay. それで?ごめんなさい。
で、まあ、それを。そういう状態の時に、まあ、波動水を飲んでいると、素直にですね、周りの人たちに優しく接することができるようになるんです。
うん。So, in such case, if he or she drinks, this person drinks Hado water,made by this Hado machine, then this person can be easily very nice and kind to other people.
Nice.
Without such effort.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Uh-huh. Well, this leads to my second question.
では、これに関係して次の質問なんですけれども。Go ahead, Ted.
Could Dr. Yoshi please give examples of how people have been helped by your machine?
How could people...
Give examples of how... Other examples
example.
Of how people have been helped, like for different,
okay.
different problems.
他の方で、例えばどういうその、ちょっとサンプル的に例を挙げていただけますか?こういう人がこういうふうに良くなったとかっていう例を挙げていただけると助かるんですか? Yoshinori-san?I think we lost Yoshi. Hello.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We'll try.
I know that Yoshi treated more than 20,000 people so far in this past 20 years.
Oh my goodness.
And, yeah. One of the very well-known, or I know that was really amazing was about Tetsu Shiratori, as we have talked about.Him
oh, yes.
before.
Could you talk a little bit about him now?
Yeah.
Maybe?
He, Tetsu is a movie producer
right.
who made his first movie. The very first movie he made was called Stone Age.
Mm-hmm.
That was about Dokdemoto's work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's coming back. About the, okay, let me continue with this. And Tetsu, the very first movie, Stone Age, was about Dr. Emoto's, and he, Dr. Emoto, was using this machine as an alternative, the doctor of alternative medicine, and using this Hado machine and making the personal water to treat people. And one of the patients had a really severe cancer, and the doctor of the he was in the hospital, mm-hmm. and not having the very much time left. Mm-hmm. So his wife came to Dr. Emoto and with a picture of mm-hmm. her husband.
Okay.
And Dr. Emoto started to treat this person with this picture, because the picture has the has information of this patient.
Mm-hmm.
So he started to detect what kind of a problem, what caused him his cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Then every day he made this water and had his wife drink, the patient drink this water.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to drink this water. The patient started to drink this water. Mm-hmm. Then he completely became well.
Amazing.
So, and that was the movie that Tetsu made. Then mm-hmm. about several years, some years after that.
Right.
He himself, Tetsu himself, the producer himself, started to have this brain tumor.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. He could not do anything. Then he came to think that, why, well, I should learn from that movie that I made for the first time, Stone Age, about Dr. Emoto's. I should go, I should have this Hado treatment. So he went to Yoshi's.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yoshi started to give him the Hado treatment and started to detect his past life. And moshimoshi, Yoshinouchi-san?
Hi.
Ah, imashita ne. Ano, imamade no rei wo nanika Yoshinouchi-san ga ano chiryou shita kata no rei wo agete hoshii tte iwarete, choudo Yoshinouchi-san no denwa ga kirechatta node, atashi wa ano Shiratori kantoku no hanashi wo ima setsumei shite ita tokoro desu.
Yoshinori-san.
Hi. So, tsuzukechatte mo ii desu ka ne?
Hai, dozo.
Hi, okay. So he said that I can continue with Yoshi Tetsu Shiratori's case.
Good.
Example.
Okay.
Okay. So Tetsu started to go to Yoshi's place center.
Right.
And he, Yoshi, started to detect what the problem was, and at that time Tetsu did not have any medical doctor that who could give him the surgery, because in the very center of the brain he had the tumor, and
wow.
He could not speak anymore, he could not eat anymore.
Wow.
He had such a severe pain, and because of the place where he had this tumor, the doctors could not give him the surgery, or he had to wait for half a year.
Interesting.
But he could not. Yeah, he wow. could not live if he didn't have any. He didn't do anything. He could not stay alive for half a year.
Wow.
So Yoshi started to do this. As Yoshi started to give him the treatment, then the Hado machine detected that he in the past karma he had the fear and anger.
Mm-hmm.
Or fear, even bigger fear. And then what? At the same time, Tetsu went through hypnotherapy.
Okay.
And then Tetsu himself remembered that he in the past life
mm-hmm.
he was in the field,
mm-hmm.
and then in the field as a young boy.
Right.
And at that time, the lion came.
Oh wow.
And this lion attacked him
mm-hmm.
and bit his head from and
oh, wow.
ate it.
Oh my goodness.
And at that time he was so scared, and he died from that.
Oh, so that injury by the lion was brought forth in this lifetime, and he got brain
mm-hmm.
cancer in an inoperable. Interesting.
The very place
okay.
where he had this
wow.
brain cancer was
wow.
where the lion came, and at that time he had such an anger. Why did he do this? Why
oh,
did
goodness.
I have to go?
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. And that translated it fascinating. We got about 5 minutes left, and I don't want to
okay,
rush
anyway,
you, but
so,
go ahead.
So he, yeah, so he... He Yoshi made this how to water to help him and correct this karma from the past life, mm-hmm. and so Tetsu started to drink it. He did Tetsu did some other things also, but anyway, eventually he got completely well. He's working well, happily, and he's spreading his words.
Well, thank you, Dr. Yoshi, for saving Tetsu's life. He's a beautiful
guy. Yoshinori-san, Shiratori-kantoku の命を救ってくださってありがとうございました。Shiratori-kantoku はもう本当に素晴らしい映画を作ってらっしゃいますね。
And Tetsu is very famous in Japan for his film, many films, but including the one that I saw called The Power of Prayer.
白鳥監督は日本ではとても有名な映画監督さんですけれども僕がよく知ってて、はい、素晴らしいなと思うのは祈りの力祈りという映画です
Yeah, that's amazing the work that you do both of you do Michiko and Yoshi
あなた方、吉野内さんと美智子さんがやっている仕事は本当にこれをみんなに広めていく伝えていくということで素晴らしいお仕事をしていらっしゃると活動していらっしゃると思います
Now, very quickly, we've got about 4 minutes left.
And はい、ありがとうございます。Thank you.
You don't need a
transcript. あと4分。はい。
I just want to say quickly that Dr. Yoshi will be at my Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 10, 11, and 12, and again on March 14th and 15th in Olympia, Washington. If you're interested in registering, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Michiko, you'll be in Los Angeles.Giving presentations at the Hilton LAX right next to the airport.
It's called LAX Life Consciousness Expo.
Exactly. And also, you'll be giving a presentation there in Los Angeles on February 11th from, I believe, from 1 to 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And also, too, you'll be giving presentations before various school children.In the Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia area, as well as in Oregon as well, in March from about March 4th through the 22nd during that time frame. If there's any schools out there who would like to have Michiko give a presentation on the messages from water, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. Michi has a beautiful, important message from Dr. Moto.And we've got about, I wanted to get that in, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I'd love to have you wrap up your wonderful interview today.
あと3分しか残っていないんですが、先ほど、Galactic Wisdom Conference に吉野内さんがいらっしゃることを今放送しました、お伝えしました。3分間ですけれども、あと最後何かお伝えしたいことがあればということですけれども、吉野内さんから、また私から。
まあ、たくさんの人に、まあ、来ていただきたいということはあるんですが、
はい、
テッドにですね、一言お礼を言いたいと思います。
はい、
okay. まあ、私たちの、はい、はい、私たちの活動ですね。
あ、はい、どうぞ。
たくさんの人に、まあ、宣伝してくださってありがとうございます。
Okay, I would like many people to come to this Galactic Wisdom Conference and for the Hado Days also. But before that, I would like to say thank you so much to Ted for spreading our activities to many people always. And I really deeply thank you so much.
Well, my arigato to both of you for doing the beautiful work that you do.To raise consciousness and make this planet a better place.
ありがとうございます。あなた方お二人に僕としては本当に感謝を申し上げたいと思います。この世の中、この地球上の、意識というものを高めてくださって本当にありがたいことだと思っています。
And for information about Dr. Yoshi, pardon me for interrupting, but for information about your work, I know that you have a website in Japanese.Shall I just have people write you, Michi, or me? Or what would you suggest?
They can write to me.
Okay, good.
Or they can write to crystal@hado.com. It's
okay.
Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, at Hado, H-A-D-O, hado.com.
Right.
crystal@hado.com is the email. And also website, if they would like to see, it's www.hado.com. Hado spelled H-A-D-O.com.
Okay. We've got just a few minutes, seconds left, and I want to thank Michi so much for coming on, and Dr. Yoshi. I hope you have a beautiful and happy Christmas and New Year's.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone, too.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Hi, Yoshino-san, arigatou gozaimashita.
Okay.
Thank you, Ted.
My pleasure. Have a beautiful Christmas and New Year. And I will not be broadcasting on the 30th, but I will be, because of the holiday, I will be returning on January 7th with James von Prague. Have a beautiful day, everyone. A wonderful holiday. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.